Hey, man.
Hello.
How you doing?
How are you doing? Very, very good.
Dude, we were way off.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
I know. Yes.
I was in Hawaii. You were shipping a product?
I was shipping a product. I was putting the last pieces, you know, ribbon stuff on Visual Studio 2013.
Congratulations, man. Variadic templates are
real.
Yes, it's real.
Finally in an RTM version. Right?
Wow,
it's kind
man.
Of old story for us now because you know, we are really looking at the next C++11 features we are working on. But, you know, we have, you know, industry, you know, quality, variety templates, and a bunch of other features that
of course.
Now you can use in every code you want.
Awesome. Congratulations
nice.
To you
guys. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it was, you know,
and
thanks for all the feedback and all the bugs that were open for the CTP last year.
Totally.
That helped tremendously bring up the quality. So, you know,
yeah.
The upcoming CTP, we want to see the same level of, you know, playing around with it.
Mm-hmm. And giving you guys real world feedback.
Exactly.
So and you guys are going to start cranking out those C++ 14 features.
Exactly.
Right on.
They are in the list of Herb presenters.
Yeah. Everybody
saw build and going native. So that's great. Yes.
Right on, man.
Good. Yes.
So let me ask you, there's also some diagnostic things in Visual Studio 2013 for C++ developers.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about like PDBs and symbols and stuff
Yeah.
But you know, without getting into specifics, you guys can figure out what all those features are by just going to MSDN and looking at. Somebody wrote a nice list. It was on a diagnostics blog about what's new. And it's really nice to see a bunch of stuff for C++, not just the canonical .NET, 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 .NET.
Yeah, we try to do more profiling also for C++.
Rock and roll,
AMP.
Man.
Yes.
Rock and roll.
So,
PDBs.
Yeah,
symbols. What's inside of a PDB file?
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, we looked a bit inside of all the information we stuck in the PDB. Mm-hmm. We actually take some time to put their things in there. We put all the symbols, but we also put things like, you know, all the compilers which you use to compile a single file and that file that you compile, right? And so, you know, and all the include path to find all the includes to compile a translation unit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm saying we, not me, of course, I'm a manager. My guys went off and actually, you know, gathered information from the PDB through the DIA, the diagnostic, you know, interface that we have. And they actually got that information, merged it, and created a project file.
Nice.
So if you just have a PDB, now you can have a project file, and you can have IntelliSense on the XE or the DLL that is connected to the PDB.
Awesome.
So, you know, we kind of use it. I think it's a nice little tool and it's out on the code gallery.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll add the link at the bottom of this presentation so you can go and try it out.
Great. Feedback. So you said we, they.
Sorry.
Why don't you take us through these people?
We go meet Bogdan that actually, you know, is the dev lead behind this feature. And he's
going to
explain a little bit about what's up.
Rock and roll.
See you later. Hello, good morning, it's morning, no, it's afternoon. Okay, this is Alex Contenti again from Channel 9. Gabriel helping me behind us, you don't see us, we are beautiful. This is Bogdan
Mihalcea.
Bogdan
Mihalcea.
Okay, perfect.
Or Bogdan Mihalcea.
We've been working together for a long time, C++ IDE dev lead. And tell us more about yourself. When did you arrive in Microsoft also? I don't remember.
Yeah, I started in 2002.
Ah, okay.
And for a long time, as you said, I worked in VC.
Yeah.
I think it was 2005 when I joined VC. And since then, I was kind of playing around IDE a lot.
Right. You worked on the graphics tools?
I did graphics too as well, a little bit. I did IntelliSense, Project and Build, Resource Editor.
Native multi-target. Oh, Resource Editor.
Maybe
we should talk about
long
your
time
favorite.
Long time ago.
So if you have any Resource Editor favorite feature, just ask Bob.
Yes, ask me. Right.
But today we are not here to talk about Resource Editor, right?
No, today we want to talk about a mini prototype that we decided to ship in Code Gallery for Visual Studio 2012. And it's all about this extension that will add support for PDB projects.
So PDB project, what are these what you mean?
One thing, actually, I will start more describing what's the current problem customers are facing, right? So if you are in a situation where you don't have the project available, the VCX project file that we can open in Visual Studio, or you have your build system based on another kind of project.
Right. Or you just call cl.exe with 20 or mmake or
So if you are in one of those situations, then it becomes difficult for you to get support from IntelliSense in Visual Studio. Any kind of editing, any kind of browsing, understanding your code is very limited at that time.
Right.
So one,
go to definition, find the references.
Find the references. Sometimes, you know, simple facts, like, you know, just go do definition F12, and then you have to actually do a finding files rather than do
go
something else.
File, yeah.
So one prototype we had internally, just to see if we can actually do something quickly for this kind of scenario, was actually looking at the PDB file.
Uh-huh.
The PDB file contains enough information for us to be able to reconstruct at least the CL command lines. And see the sources. So we decided to actually create this prototype that.
So you can also reconstruct the / defines.
We can reconstruct the command line exactly how the CL seen it at the time of the build.
And you know the files because
right.
PDBs.
They are part of the PDB. Yes. Yes.
Are used to debug. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
So that will give us ability to generate automatically on the fly the VCX project. And at that moment, you are pretty much in the mode where you have a real PDB project. Called BCX Proj, exactly the extension we use, and then
okay.
The ID will work naturally with it.
Okay, cool, nice.
Yeah, there are obviously some limitations, just because PDB doesn't have information related with linker, right?
Uh-huh.
And with resources, you will not have any of these tools, so you cannot really build it. But I think
uh-huh.
It's a good starting point in case you want to migrate or you just want to browse and do IntelliSense
okay,
with that specific
cool.
project.
Do you want to demo that? Or
we can demo it. We can demo later at the
yeah,
end
yeah.
after we finish the talk. But
yeah.
We can actually show a quick demo how the tool works with a simple
cool.
app.
Yes, yes,
yeah.
Yes. That's added there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, that's good. So you know, so this is right now available on Core Gallery.
Right,
so
we just shipped it. We shipped it like a week ago, right? And you can go download it on Code Gallery. The name of it is PDB Project.
Okay.
And we already have downloads.
Surprising,
oh, right?
Good. Okay, good.
We have a lot of downloads there. People are happy. Some customers tried, and I liked the quote from one of our customers saying that I was blind, now I can see. So, which says everything, because if you are in that situation with a significantly big code base, it's fairly difficult to actually go and have no support from IntelliSense.
Yeah.
So
you usually, what I used to do is basically just put all the files in a project and
mm-hmm.
kind of hope for
hope for success. Yes.
And plus you have to settle the include part right.
Right.
And
switches are tricky, macros because of definition.
The right macros pin, yes,
mm-hmm.
so you don't get all that. And with this one you do get.
Yeah, the command line being accurate, actually the IntelliSense you get, it's accurate.
It's
nice. Exactly
yeah.
what you want. It's
you
not
see the
guesser.
Graying out of the,
mm-hmm.
you don't have configurations though.
The configuration, but for this specific scenario, they are not impacting you that
right.
much because you will work with the configuration
yeah.
you have, right?
Yeah.
Yes, we do have plans to actually detect some sort of configuration that you used to have,
mm-hmm.
but given that configurations are customizable, it's almost impossible, right, to guess.
Yeah.
The same story with platforms, right?
Yes,
so,
yes, yes, yes.
So we can make a guess,
yeah.
an educated guess, but sometimes
yeah.
we can't really
yeah.
nail it. But given the command line being accurate, everything else will work because
so
defaults will not
you know,
play here.
Go a little bit more in the details, right? So how did you do this, right? You know, is it easy to open up the PDB? I really don't know very much about PDB, you know.
Yeah, so we use an API, right, provided by the team that actually does the PDB, right? It's called
mm-hmm.
DIA,
right?
Debugger interface access.
Okay.
And from there it's pretty straightforward. You actually use that specific API to open a session, then you browse to the PDB and then you
mm-hmm.
get the command lines for your sources, right?
Okay.
You get the CL path and you get
for every single source.
Working directly for every single source, yeah. And that's pretty much how we can back trace and construct the project using those.
And how do you find the sources are going to be CPP files that
mm-hmm.
are going to generate.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the sources are not only CPP files. If you have, you know, like vector, for example, it will find also in
yeah,
the PDB.
Yeah, it finds everything in the PDB,
include.
Yes. Yeah, and then we reconstruct the include paths from there.
Right. But you don't, so you have to rebuild the include paths from there?
Right, we have to detect the include paths and point it to the right
okay.
locations.
But what do you do, for example, let's say I have a class definition in a CPP file, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then how do you find the declaration in the H file if there is no real code in the H file? Is it hard to find?
So once you have the command line and the include path,
yeah.
it will actually IntelliSense will start processing the DU, right? And it will pretty much realize that that's the include path and these are the headers.
Well, that's true, because in the CPP file you do pound include.
Right, and then from there it will detect what the thing is and then it will take you there. This is exactly the normal process happens for every project.
You're right.
As long as you have the correct include path and you have the correct list of sources, the TUs, the compiler, if you want the CPPs and the Cs, if you have them, then at that moment everything will just start working.
Technically, you're saying that the H files don't need to be part of your project files.
In theory, they don't. They don't. They are there more from if you want rapid access reasoning rather than for a real thing. Because if you remember, in our projects, we have also the external kind of folder where we put all the headers that we discovered that are not part of your project. So there is no really difference between
your own
headers and the ones coming from VC specifically, or from MFC.
Or Windows SDK.
Right, so, or from your extension, boost you have.
But that's interesting that, you know, if you have code in the include files, then these files will kind of show up in the PDB.
Correct.
For real. If you have inline code there, for example,
it will work exactly like your project. So from an IntelliSense point of view, it's exactly like you have a project and you build that PDB with that project.
Yeah.
Now, the only thing that doesn't work is Linker and obviously SourceAtor and other tools that actually they are not really marked in any way in PDB, which again, might be something we want to do if we have a lot of success.
Expand it a bit on that, what are you thinking of?
So for the future, we have like plans. I mean, there are many things we want to improve. Some things are actually achievable, if you want, with a quick return on investment.
Okay.
And things like, for example, the classic example, right? You debug, then you hit a place in a PDB that you don't have sources for, then what do you do, right? So this specific functionality, if we wired it correctly, it will generate the project behind the scene and you will end up actually having IntelliSense for the PDB that you didn't build. It's built by another team.
So you're basically debugging and you just, you know.
You are debugging, you have, let's say, six, seven PDBs on your current stack.
Because you have 6, 7 DLLs.
Right, and then you start going down the stack, right? And then you hit a point where you're out of your source code,
right?
But you are in somebody else's source code that you have sources for in your company. You have the PDB, then you just go automatically generate that on the fly project,
And the idea is that right now you of course see the sources, but the sources are kind of dead, right? You just see the sources, you can step through them.
Exactly.
But with this PDB project in the background,
you automatically
become more live, right?
It will become like your own project. You'll end up having IntelliSense, be able to navigate, browse, understand the context better rather than just read the let's say that narrow space of understanding how the code works by just reading it.
That makes sense, yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
That's one of them. And then obviously there are many other things like classic integration that we can do with the TFS or with any other source control. Like sometimes the PDB contains information based on versioning, right? And we'll be able to either automatically download and cache locally those sources and then create a mini project out of that, right? So you can actually get, once you have a PDB from a specific build, you'll be able to download sources exactly of that build, the sources that build that specific thing.
Mm.
Maybe they're different than the ones you have locally, right? And then you can use it to actually understand that specific bug reported to you by an older version.
Right.
So
that's interesting.
That's yet another thing that we can do too.
Yep.
Yeah. So then there are many things. We talk about a little bit of configuration detection, platform detection. They are not necessarily easy just because of the nature of how customizable it's MS Build overall in our build system.
Right.
But I think we can do a little bit better there. So at least from an integration with Visual Studio, it's just a bit smoother.
Are you thinking about, you know, getting, I mean, usually the interesting things about the PDB is that, you know, you create the PDB for a certain configuration of your X or the other.
Right.
Compile debug, you have the PDB for debug. You're compiling ARM, you know, ARM retail, you have a PDB for that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you foresee a way where you can kind of merge the information from like two PDBs, the debug and the retail PDB, and kind of, you know, mix them together? So
into generating like somehow rebuilding. If we end up, because we have an idea of actually creating some sort of this, we are thinking about an opportunity to create this PDB project as more like a vehicle for converting.
Mm-hmm.
So in what you describe, it's actually an excellent case where we can actually get multiple PDBs of all various configurations and generate the full final project that has all of them.
Right. Right. And
in that moment you have like a real project that
right.
will do IntelliSense, and you'll be able to select different configurations and so on. Yeah.
That are kind of, you know,
mm-hmm.
connected to your PDBs,
right?
As many configuration as PDBs.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah. And this is a short-term achievable thing. Long-term, obviously, we have to work and add information to the PDB that will allow us to reconstruct a project that pretty much will be able to regenerate the same PDB by building it.
And
that's the ultimate goal.
Something weird that you find in the PDB that you didn't expect to find, or everything went pretty smooth?
We didn't have, like, we had some experience playing with the PDB from various projects that we worked before,
okay.
so we didn't have anything spectacular, given that actually we are not really stressing the PDB in any way. We just
right.
get the list of files, and then we get the
yeah,
commands for all of them.
Symbols, you're not asking.
Right, we
yes.
don't dig deep into
right. Right.
And one thing to mention, that we require a PDB that's not stripped.
Right.
Some customers,
right.
when they ship, which makes sense, right, they ship a stripped PDB, so they protect their IP.
Right.
What we expect, obviously, that you cannot use a strip PDB to
no
do it, but internal for your own company, we expect that you have your own PDB that's unstripped, so you can actually
yeah.
use it.
Is
so.
There something specific to create non-strip PDBs?
No,
the
it's
company?
The other way around. In order to create strip PDBs, you have to use the switch, the PDB strip, the switch
okay.
to a CL. So.
Okay. To the link.
Right. So it's interesting, because as a workflow, something that's very valuable for us. That's why we use it. We use it internally for Microsoft, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we realized that, wow, actually this is something that maybe would be valuable. There were a lot of people from other companies asking us for a tool like this in various conferences
yeah.
that we went. And we realized that we are in the same situation with everybody, right? We are building using build servers, right? Where we store the data, where all the PDBs are there, sources are there, right? So, and then you get bugs from testers that say, okay, this bug reproduces in this specific build, right? You as a dev, you don't have that infrastructure on your own machine, right? So either you sync, and then you get in that mode where it's actually complicated. When in here, you open the PDB of the crash, and then you just go to the source, it automatically get mapped into the source control, right? Or source server, which is probably something that actually works even today in the version we have. You just map the file in the
right.
UI, I'll show you in the demo.
Right.
You map there, and then everything just happens, and you
okay.
get sources, and IntelliSense starts working.
Well, that's pretty cool.
So, some things, obviously, we mentioned a little bit the cache. Today, for example, for that remote store, right, where you point to source it to a remote store, sometimes, you know, it's nicer to have it locally, right, just because of perf, you want to make sure that you don't have network playing into the parsing of your IntelliSense and so on. And you can have an option to do caching, right? So that might be another option we're thinking about adding.
All right.
But caching...
You don't have it right now.
We don't. But definitely caching will be used in the case where we have TFS streams,
of
right?
Course.
Where we need to have versioning
right.
depending files.
Maybe if the network becomes so fast.
Or you do it on the fly, but
yes.
yeah, still.
Still, it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool. I mean, seems pretty useful too. Yeah, we had some internal customer pretty happy, and now we start pushing it outside.
Right, so we got some positive signs so far, right?
Yeah.
So the tool being a prototype,
and it's basically an extension to Visual Studio.
It's an extension of Visual Studio 2012. As soon as we ship the next version of Visual Studio, we'll put one out that will work also
right.
with the new version.
And you know, it's kind of integrated a little bit inside Visual Studio.
It is, as an experience, it's very smooth. It almost works like you say open project, and then you select
yeah.
the PDB, and then it just asks you to map. And
right.
then the map, usually it's automatically for
so
you if it's locally built.
Yeah.
Then you hit build, and then it just
yeah.
happens.
And this really just it's a productivity scenario that we are thinking.
Mm-hmm.
We just want you to be, you know, quicker, you know, to figure out where your files is and have a
right.
lot of
for investigations, quick
for
investigation.
Investigations.
This is an awesome tool we
yeah.
used. And also in the case you don't have, I mean, that's the critical one where
yeah.
you don't have a project system based on VCX projects.
Yes, yes, that's
so
a very important scenario that you know you can have, and we are fine with that.
Right.
And that's fine, you know.
So now actually
we
open the door for that, right?
Yeah,
because
we want you to get the goodness
mm-hmm.
of the, you know, of the IDE and the IntelliSense and so on.
That's true. Because remember, one of the classic feedbacks we get is that we have to maintain a parallel. Usually what customers do in that situation, they create a parallel project, right?
Yes.
And then they have to maintain all this. Every time when they change the real project, they have to maintain this kind of Visual Studio project
right.
in sync. And they have to change it, they forget, and then you end up
right.
in weird stuff. So
or
we,
you can use CMake now. You know,
yeah, yeah, obviously there are other options too, but this is something that you're in that situation, it's a quick patch if you want for that specific gap in features. Now, one thing we want to do soon, or at least in the next release, is have a refresh, right? As soon as you change the PDB, we will detect that and we'll refresh the project, so you don't have to regenerate.
That's
something that also is something we're thinking about.
So we are looking for feedback.
Definitely. As long as I tried out and we are looking for feedback, being a prototype, if the feedback is very positive and people are excited about, we plan to invest in all these kind of cool features for the plan, right? So it's all about the excitement right
and
now.
If you don't like
if we don't like it, that's
good
too.
If you don't like, or, you know, or this is useless, or this is super useful.
Right, because it will help us make better decisions in what we want to invest in.
Yeah.
In the
also,
next.
You know, you can tell us a little bit more about our customer scenarios, why they find it useful, because they have a billion files or because they have just three files, but they don't care to create a project for that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually, you know, could be completely different scenarios that we didn't even think about.
Right, like single file, if you want editing or something like that, who knows, like
CL
your case, just build command line.
CPP, okay, cool, yeah, so you should see the demo.
Yeah, I'll we'll show the demo next.
Okay,
so,
nice. Well, it was nice to chat with you, and, you know,
I'm glad to actually we had the opportunity to also have a Channel 9 about the extension, so hopefully.
So we'll add something to VC blog.
We're thinking about doing that too, right?
Yes.
So we just want to spread the word around so
do
people
the same.
Know about it.
When you try this tool, do the same, spread the word to your friends.
Right.
Cool. Okay.
We get many downloads, so then we can
there you
go. Do the features
add
we want
more
on
features.
It. Yes.
Exactly. So, well, thanks for taking the time to say. I'm looking forward to the demo.
Thanks for coming, guys.
And I'll see you later.
Okay, see you guys.
See you.
Bye. As I promised, we're doing a quick demo too. So let me demo you quickly how a local built application PDB will work. And I'm picking a previously built MFC file. And as you can see, just because I built it locally, the PDB has the right information and the tool is capable to map all the sources to the right location. Ask me to save, I will choose to replace the existing file. And then the sources will be listed here. And as you can see, IntelliSense kicked in, and then now I have full support for IntelliSense. I can go to definition and I can start actually going and browsing my code. This was for a simple application. Let's look into a remote built application. That's a little bit more challenging scenario. I'll pick one of our sources, specifically binary editor, and we'll try to demo based on that. So I picked the binary editor PDB. Being remote, I get asked to approve. And as you can see, one major problem that we don't have any mapping, right? So because the build server was using a local disk F, all our sources are actually unmapped. But what we can do is actually put the real path to the sources that we have, and pretty much that will force the tool to remap everything. I hit finish and I get prompted to save the project. I do, and the binary editor sources are here. So that being said, I can start browsing, and I have again full support for IntelliSense. I can do control comma and I type. And then we get real support that we are used with. And now an interesting other binary that we have, the compiler, one of the compiler binaries. And pretty much we'll follow the same pattern. This will be a second PB open from the same build server. Now, just because I already mapped it before, when I open binary editor, the tool automatically remembers that path and it's mapping everything to it. And as it actually matches what I want, I will just hit finish. I get prompted to save. And then the project gets loaded. IntelliSense starts kicking in and parsing all the files. This being kind of a big code base, it will take a little bit. But that's kind of it. As you can see, IntelliSense kicks in, and as parsing happens, you start having access to a lot of information from the compiler. Cool. Thank you for watching.
Wow, man.
We are back.
A lot of cool people on the C++ team, I have to say. Very smart and very nice.
Yes, Bogdan is nice.
Right on, man.
We've been
great
working
to meet
together
Bogdan
for a while, yes.
Cool.
It's nice, yeah.
So give us a little summary, a little rundown of what we learned and what's coming up.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you saw also a little bit of the demo of how it works, interact with the IDE. But, you know, the bottom line for me, that's why, you know, I'm a little bit passionate about this PDB project, even if it's small and, you know, it's mostly a test, a prototype for you to give us feedback. Is really showing the direction we want to go, where we want to meet the customer really where they are, right? This tagline, but it means that you don't have to buy 100% in our build chain to get the goodness of the IDE. There is a lot in IntelliSense, in the database, in the code understanding, in the go-to definition, in the, you know, the colorization, the code, you know, for example, with the VS 2013, the kind of the code lens, as we call it, you know, the tips that comes up immediately, all of that, you can get, for example, if you just have a PDB, and for whatever reason you don't have the tool chain to build a to have a VCX proj, we build it from whatever information we have. So
awesome!
You know, more of that we like to do, and so feedback is definitely welcome.
Yes. And you're getting really good at doing interviews, by the way.
Yes,
I see you're progressing over time.
Right.
And I'm looking forward to see that continue, man.
I enjoy that. You know.
Right on.
I'm not, you know, probably as a clear speaker as you, but that's okay.
No, that's perfect.
Kind of, you know,
so one last thing, the compiler team is hiring.
Yes, you know.
Send your resume. You can actually send it to ctory@microsoft.com, and
go.
I can forward it along
to
the appropriate person. But there's a really a great opportunity for people who you might not be a seasoned compiler developer, but you want to learn.
Right.
And you can learn from the very best.
Yeah.
You need to be a programmer, obviously.
Right. Yeah.
So, and a C++ programmer would be
kind of
smart.
Nice.
Or C.
Yeah.
Let's not forget the most popular language in the world.
No.
Hey, man.
Absolutely.
Rock and roll.
Thanks a lot.
And
see you soon.
See you soon.